a fair chance for rain and thunderstorms will develop across the lower and eastern portions of the Midwest as we go through this afternoon and overnight tonight. The precipitation will be extremely important for crops that are very stressed in the heat and dryness of recent days. The forecast does suggest a rather quiet morning with not much precipitation showing up on radar as the cool front works its way from southeastern Iowa into portions of Illinois. But we will see the precipitation becoming more enhanced as we go through the middle and latter part of the afternoon and into the evening, and the frontal boundary will likely produce a line of showers and thunderstorms along that frontal system that will extend from portions of central and southeastern Missouri through a fair amount of Illinois and Indiana over to portions of Ohio and southern sections of Michigan. Rainfall in this band will likely run a quarter to three quarters of an inch. Now, there will be some counties out there that might receive some locally greater amounts of rainfall, but I don't think it'll be very common, and the majority of the precipitation will stay on the low side. But any precipitation that occurs in these areas over this next 24 to 36-hour period will certainly be welcome, and the main reason for that is because it's been so terribly dry, and we do have some pollination that's occurring right now in the cornfields, and those areas definitely need the moisture in order for successful pollination, and any moisture will be helpful in that sense. Now, as far as putting enough moisture in the ground to support crops for any length of time where we're dry, that's not likely to occur from this event. Most likely we'll pick up on enough moisture to moisten the topsoil for a little while, but it won't take but a couple of days of drying, and we'll likely be right back where we are today. So the bottom line is we definitely need to have a more significant rain event across the region to really reduce the concerns about the future for all of these crops. And having successful pollination is only part of the process, and keep that in mind. We have to have the moisture available for kernel development. If it's dry, even after pollination, we run the risk of aborting some of the kernels, and therefore yields can still come crashing lower. But we absolutely have to have some moisture during pollination in order to assure that that process is successful. So the precipitation that occurs today into tomorrow morning will be followed by a reinforcing shot of cooler air that will show up later in the weekend, and that will likely produce another quarter of an inch of rain, but that is not going to be very common across the region, and there may be one or two counties or parts of counties that may pick up upwards to a half inch of rain, but that is not likely to be very common either. The cooler air, though, that comes in behind that second disturbance later this weekend will be significant in the sense of lowering temperatures in the eastern Midwest. Rather significantly, temperatures will likely be no warmer than 70s in a fair amount of the northeastern one-third of the Corn Belt as we go through a fair amount of next week, and some 80-degree temperatures will occur in the rest of the eastern belt, but not much hotter weather than that. It was quite hot yesterday across the region, many areas reporting upper 80s through the lower and middle 90s. It was stressful for many crops because of the dryness that was already present. We'll see the heat continuing today in the Ohio River Basin. Tomorrow should be a little bit better day, but it's not until the second frontal system and reinforcing shot of cool air arrives that we'll see a bigger break. In the meantime, plenty of rain fell in the western Corn Belt overnight last night, a half inch to 2 inches. It was common from eastern Kansas and western Missouri up into Wisconsin and parts of Minnesota. That precipitation was certainly welcome and should go a long way in helping to improve crop and field conditions in some of those regions. The outlook for the second week of the two-week outlook is basically suggesting that there'll be another opportunity or two of showers and thunderstorms coming across the Midwest, and temperatures will probably be near to above average in the western Corn Belt and near to slightly cooler than usual in the east. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.